Welcome to TNIAB's E3 2016 special event podcast.
Special.
In this episode, we'll be covering Electronic Arts' big press conference.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
All right, we got it. Thanks, buddy.
It's in the game.
It's totally in the game. All the big game reveals about an hour-long press conference. If you haven't seen it, warning, we're gonna and you're still hoping to not be spoiled, or you want to be fresh on this one. Make sure to watch their press conference on their YouTube channel or whatnot, or on Twitch.
Full spoilers.
Yeah, we're gonna go through all of our instant reactions, starting with how they opened the show.
Mm-hmm.
Madden.
Did they open the show with Madden?
I'm pretty sure they opened with Madden.
All right. Football.
Madden and the one you play with your all foot. Their official leagues.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all their leagues. They did a little highlight piece on select players.
Yeah, they showed Madden Esports.
Yeah.
And
I
Problem.
Didn't, yeah.
Something, a.k.a. Problem. And then...
And...
what was the other guy? Something Mo?
Mo... Show.
No, it was something Mo. Big Mo?
No, it wasn't Big
Mo. Lil Mo?
It was... I broke my arm racing Mo.
Oh, I guess.
Yeah.
That was a weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, esports is getting out of control.
Yeah, but I mean, but Mo Man hopefully can eventually inherit the title of Problem Solver.
That was really good.
So, good luck to him.
Good luck to Madden, I guess.
Yeah, Madden... I didn't really... Like, I guess a part of me always knew people played the simulation sports in an esports fashion,
yeah,
which is totally weird when you think about it.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's gonna be as big. I guess they want it to be as big as like the fighting game ones or as the mobile ones.
Yeah, and they've been going on for a long time too. So
yeah, it seems like in this year's they're getting bigger and better. They're doing $1 million for the total prizes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then they showed off Madden.
Madden looks like Madden. I don't remember really anything that they showed off that's like new.
Neither.
Yeah.
I just see
like,
Madden.
They're just like, here's Madden.
Madden up.
We got football's.
Yeah.
Hand so, egg ball.
Awesome. Great. Great.
Is football? If you came here for sports, you're at the wrong place. But robot sports.
Yeah, they finished that off and they're like, okay, listen, you came in for robots, we got the robots.
Wait, didn't they have Mass Effect after this?
No, Mass Effect is after.
Okay.
Yeah. So next up is Titanfall 2.
Man, this was like the game of that show.
Yes.
That was crazy.
Wow. I just felt like we were watching it and then it's just like every scene after every scene, something newer and crazier happened.
It looks sick.
So like the trailer opens up and the dude just fucking Spider-Mans himself up something.
Yeah, no, see, so yeah, he's running across they all come down.
Yeah.
They're running across the field and enemy mechs coming at him. And then he grapple hooks onto an enemy mech and swings himself over to go into his mech.
Yes. His mech catches him.
Yeah. It looks super cool.
Yeah. I don't know how easy that's going to be to do, but it's probably really easy. Titanfall is really easy to play.
It still looks super fast paced. The robots got like crazy new weapons.
Yeah.
There was the one who's like the shoulder mounted anti-personnel laser.
Yeah.
There was the Mazinger beam.
So that one looks like you can only activate it when your thing's about to go. Like boom.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, like the nuclear core. I guess you direct it as it's gonna blow up.
Yeah.
And you direct it forwards and then you launch.
Yeah, it was the Mazinger beam. It was kind of nuts.
It was neat.
Yeah, they still had wall running. There was like some sort of time warp feature that one of the enemies had.
New guns.
You could hold yourself in the air with your jetpack.
Yeah.
Like stop momentum.
What were the three special skills you had in Titanfall? You had the extra speed.
Extra speed, acrobatics? Like better, like faster wall climbing and stuff? Or
no, that was part of the speed because you had other ones. You had speed...
You played Titanfall more than I did.
I know, and I can't remember. I think one was a shield.
Okay.
Like a personal barrier. And I can't remember the third one.
Yeah, but this grappling hook, though.
It's unreal.
Looks cool.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to introduce more, like, customizable gun options.
Yeah, they didn't really show anything, like, menu-wise. They're just like, here's a bunch of guns, and here's a bunch of dudes.
Because I remember a lot of people, like, the reason they dropped off of Titanfall was that they didn't have the whole, the carrot on the stick, basically. Right?
They had the level up options, but, like, that was really...
Yeah, they had the level up options, and then they had like, I would say they had the same amount of class, like, gun classes as a Call of Duty, but whereas Call of Duty has, like, 7 guns in a class, they had one.
Yeah.
Like, one or two.
And then
two.
Also with Call of Duty, it's like, I put a red dot side on mine, I put a silencer on mine.
Yeah, and Titanfall didn't have that, and understandably, I don't think the game really needs it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is that extra little, ooh, I want to work towards getting this next, mm-hmm. I want to find my optimal setup, and the original Titanfall didn't have that. I think that's why a lot of people dropped off really quick.
Yeah, it dropped off fairly quickly, I remember. Yeah,
I mean, I still played it for a while, but...
Yeah. At that point...
Only, it was just the elites.
Oh, yeah, only killers played
Titanfall. Yeah, and it was rough city. That's where my best plays came from, but it was still kind of barren.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, this new one looks great. I was kind of hoping that the mechs did a little more transforming.
Yeah.
Like, a little...
They're still looking real primitive.
Yeah.
Like, when you compare them to, like, anime robots.
Yeah, they still look like, you know, your bog-standard bipedal robots with guns mounted on them. I wish they did a little bit more, like, it would be cool if your mechs had... You know, maybe it's because we've been playing Overwatch, and I'm just so used to D.Va's boosters.
Mm-hmm.
I want, like, that.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
Like, maybe the light version of the mech will have, like, more mobility options or something.
Yeah, or if I had, like, the tactical shield that D.Va has, the defense matrix, whatever that is, or...
Yeah, like, reflects your bullets or whatever.
Yeah,
Well, that's what the sword does, we saw that.
Oh, that's true,
there's a shield. Sword.
Yeah.
You can get a sword now, and it deflects bullets.
You can sword things up.
Yeah. So yeah, the grappling hook can be used not just for getting around, but also you can just grapple onto enemies.
Yeah, and they showed how you can do that.
The ending scene when both of you eject from the mech, and you're just like, oh, hey, well, you're over there. Whoosh. And you just kick him in the face.
Yeah, that was always the cruelest way to die in Titanfall.
Yeah.
When you both eject and you're the loser on that one.
Like, loser on the air duel.
Nothing feels worse. Okay. Nothing feels worse than that.
And then they showed a trailer for the single player, which is brand new.
Yeah.
It's been rumored for a while that there's going to be a single player, and there totally is. With Optimus Prime as your robot.
I don't know if it is Peter Cullen, but it sounds like...
It sounds like Optimus Prime.
Yeah, it sounds like a really dulled out version. Like, he's lost his soul.
Yeah, it's like you're trying to find his spark.
Yeah. Oh my god, imagine that's the end of Titanfall.
Yeah.
He becomes Optimus Prime.
Welcome to the Autobots.
Oh my god, that would make so much sense.
Yeah, but he sounds like... So, like, the whole thing is, like, this robot used to have a pilot.
Yeah,
And then he died.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. And then the robot relinked with your player character.
Yeah.
And they're like, who authorized this? And then it was like, we had no other choice. And so it might be like the story of like the single player dude.
Yeah.
But it seems like it's boy and his robot going through stuff.
Boy and his robot.
Yeah. Like if I think about it, the most similar thing that comes up to me is Half-Life 2 and Dog.
Okay, I thought you were gonna say the Iron Giant.
No. It's like Half-Life 2 and Dog. Like, there's, like, scenes within Half-Life 2 where you're like, oh, how am I going to get out of this? And then Dog shows up and just wrecks face. Yeah. And there's a lot of cool set pieces where the part where the robot just looks at you and goes, trust me. And just fucking whips you across a chasm.
So I hope that's a thing you can do in multiplayer.
That'd be cool.
Like, instead of ejecting, I hope you can get...
If your robot's on autopilot and you want like an extra boost to the cap
point. Oh my god, that would be so cool.
That'd be cool.
I totally forgot about autopilot. God, yeah. Titanfall's so good.
Titanfall's really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was like far and away the game of the show. And then we goes into something cool with Mass Effect.
It wasn't cool.
It was okay. Like Mako's back.
So they showed like this weird trailer that we've seen before, the real one. But then it's like...
They added on some gameplay stuff.
Like, gameplay plus behind the scenes. Yeah. And it's like, who fucking cares behind the scenes? Like, behind the scenes stuff is only cool after the fact. Like, after you've seen...
I have played it, I've experienced it. Now I want to know the thought process.
Like, no one goes and buys a DVD movie that they have never seen and they instantly watch the behind the scenes.
Special feature.
Yeah.
Their first viewing is with the director's commentary.
No, they watch the movie and they're like... Ah, okay, now I get to see how it's made. So, like, I don't really care what they showed.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that just, like, as much as I am super excited for Andromeda, Mass Effect Andromeda, I'm super disappointed they didn't have any sort of inkling hint towards, like...
What a story could be?
No, I'm even looking at Andromeda. I don't even think this game's coming out for another year or two.
Oh, yeah, there's no release date. There's no, like, hinting at a date at all.
Yeah, they're just saying, we'll show you more in October, which I'm assuming is the VGAs or something.
Probably.
And it's going to be for next year. So, like, I know this game is still at least a year and a half away, but what I'm disappointed they didn't show off or hint at is Mass Effect Trilogy update.
You really want to HD version, yeah, of the trilogy?
Yeah! Oh my god! I okay, so Xbox One has backwards compatibility with Mass Effect, right?
Yeah.
Thing is, they have it so that the games run as they were initially supposed to.
Yeah.
And it doesn't run super well.
Yeah, man, those Mass Effect 1 elevators, true.
Even Mass Effect 2 and 3, as good as they were kind of spotty in terms of performance.
Okay.
Especially on the PS3, I remember 3, like, sometimes it would jump from 60 frames to 20.
Okay.
Depending on certain scenarios you're in. And I just wish, like, they would update it all so it all has a uniform look.
Okay.
Maybe update some gameplay elements? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm not as excited for that one.
Like, I would buy that.
Like, my HD remaster that I want is the Onimusha series, so.
Ha!
Onimusha 1, 2, 3.
Ha!
John Reno's in 2? No, 3. Ha. John
Which Reno's is the one with the white guy?
With the white guy?
Yeah.
Something Souls? It's like Dawn of Dreams?
I can't remember, but he looks like that one actor.
And he has, like, the horns?
No, he looks Russian.
He looks Russian.
Does he have horns?
Are you talking about Jean Reno?
Is that who it is?
Or it's in Paris?
Yeah.
It's Onimusha 3.
Yeah.
Fuck. You play as Jean Reno. You play as Leon the Professional.
That one's weird.
Yeah.
That one's so weird.
Because, like, you go forward in time. Like, the Onis can go forward in time or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, enough of that. So, yeah, Mass Effect. Bummer. Whatever.
We got sports!
What do we got next?
We got FIFA.
FIFA. Oh, my journey!
Oh, no. Was it Fae?
I think they did sports every second one or something. So okay. It had to be FIFA.
So FIFA.
FIFA.
My journey. I guess that Spike Lee directed NBA story was a success.
Yeah.
Even though it seemed like people didn't really like the story.
I took a quick look on Twitter.
Yeah.
A lot of people are excited for it, but the people I follow don't play sports games.
Okay.
So.
There we go.
I think that's who it's for. I think, you know what? I think I would do it. Like, if there was a sport like that I cared enough about,
mm-hmm.
I think I would be totally down for that.
I would want, like, a fight night story.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm an up-and-coming boxer, and then, like, oh, I've been in too many matches, and, like, I've been taking too many blows to the head, and now I got problems, and... Oh. But I gotta go for that one match, I gotta defend my title. Like, I gotta go out, this is the greatest.
Oh.
Look at Tyson, look at Muhammad, like...
Yeah. That would be cool. I've always wanted, like, the ultimate racing story.
That'd be cool.
Like, where you started as a karting as a kid, and you go all the way up to the ranks, so you reach whatever.
Yeah, that's... Man, that'd be cool.
It just would never happen.
There's too many licenses.
That's always been the problem with, like, that's why you can never do a real story, because there's too many licenses with every sport. Like, even if you're starting as a kid playing soccer or football at your local park towards high school, then, I don't know, regionals or nationals, like, too many licenses you have to deal with.
That's why you gotta make up your own, so that when you make the story, it goes beyond Formula One, and it goes to Formula Zero.
Wow. Nintendo would sue me. Yeah, they would sue me.
Immediately. They would actually immediately sue me.
Yeah. Even though they're not making any F-Zero games, they're just like, whatever, it's still ours.
We're sitting on this.
Fuck.
Eventually.
Man, Nintendo, two of my favorite series, they just ignore.
How do you think they're going to make you buy an NX?
F-Zero?
F-Zero NX. F-Zero NX.
Well, unless the NX has virtual reality F-Zero, I'm not buying it.
Open world F-Zero.
Why would you want an open world racing game?
You play
game?
As Captain Falcon and you have to stop crime and you gotta Falcon Punch dudes.
Disgusting.
And then you get into your F-Zero and you race.
Dude, that sounds like Star Fox Adventures. The worst Star Fox game.
You mean the
game.
Best Star Fox game? Sounds fantastic.
Alright, so they did FIFA My Journey, then they did Fae.
Sharp. It was. I thought it was Sharp FE for a minute.
Yeah. What'd you think?
It's an indie game.
You
said, like, your thing with these indie games is that you hate it when people, like, they try too hard to be artsy.
Yeah.
My thing is that when they have the artsy, like, aesthetic to it,
yeah,
where they beat you over the head with what the metaphor is.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, man, the metaphor here is that you should be one with nature. We don't trust you to be smart enough to figure that out yourself. All right? Like, it kind of takes away from, like, the tone they're trying to convey.
Yeah. I don't know.
It looks, it's a platformer.
Yeah, so I'm already out.
Yeah, and there's, like, the silent ones, and they're trying to steal the forest animals. Yeah.
I think the thing that they tried to do with this, just the setup of the reveal, was they tried to capture that same magic, or that same, I guess, marketing draw they got from when they unveiled Unravel last year with a nervous dude and, like, this endearing character. Because this presenter was also, like, pretty nervous. He wasn't, I wouldn't say he was going to have a breakdown, but he wasn't cool up there.
And they also, like, before bringing him out, they're like, oh, EA Partners program, like, we brought
a
thing, and, like, we're in it for the art, man.
Yeah.
We're in it for the art.
So, I mean, I think the game, the visual style looks cool. Yeah. I don't know, actually. I just really like purple and black.
Okay, I kind of like, not so much the colors, it's the weird blocky aesthetic to it.
Mm.
Like, it almost looks like a beta, like they're missing some polys. Mm. I kind of like that little blocky polygon look.
Yeah, it's a game.
Yeah, it's a game, but, like, honestly, even now, like, I don't know if I'm ever gonna play it. So,
is it Fee or Fe?
I don't know. Fee? I think it was Fee.
Fee?
Yeah. At first, when they announced it, I thought he said Fear.
And That's what I thought.
Yeah, I was like, there's a horror game? Like,
Fe.
It's like Fe. I think Fe or whatever. Who cares?
Fe.
We're not gonna play
Let's go. And then they showed off
sports.
What sport did they show off? After? There was a sports. What the fuck am I talking about?
There was a sports. Once upon a time, there was a sports.
I don't even know what they showed off after this.
Is it more football? I think it was more soccer/footy because they had the Premier League coach come out.
Oh, from Man U.
Man U.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah, so they're like, we got the big team managers here.
Yeah, I think they doubled up on soccer.
Wow. They doubled up on the footy?
Yeah, they doubled up on the footy.
I mean, I know it's going on, like, right now, but...
And then they showed, they showed more gameplay stuff rather than the story. They showed, like, oh, like, our players, like, they're smarter when they're off the ball, like...
New dribbling techniques.
All that stuff.
For the first time, FIFA's on Frostbite.
Yeah, FIFA's on the Frostbite engine, which is kind of nuts. I don't think they're using it well. I think Battlefield 1 looks way better than FIFA.
Yeah. Great. Sports.
Did you notice that there's no new Rory McIlroy game?
There isn't.
Yeah, there was no new golf game.
Oh yeah, there's also no NBA game.
Yeah,
again.
There's no NBA game, so. Isn't the 2K series different?
Yeah, but EA had their own.
Do they have? I thought 2K had, they bolted down the license on NBA.
No.
Oh.
EA had, remember, EA had Live, and then they had Live, and then they wanted to change it to Elite, but that game failed.
Oh.
So then they skipped a year, and then another year, and then another year, and now we're at this year.
Maybe they're just done.
Yeah.
Did you know that Elite game actually came out?
Yeah, one of my cousins has it.
Does he really?
I think so.
That game goes for money.
Oh,
it's worth a lot. Okay, I'm gonna look it up while we talk about Battlefield.
Because he's like, yeah, I saw it at Walmart. Because he was going on his way to work.
That's crazy. The game's worth a lot of money.
Yeah, because they recalled it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. But after that, nothing. Nothing.
What do you mean?
Oh.
Battlefield
1 happened.
Yeah.
And then there was Battlefield 1.
Yeah, then there was Battlefield 1.
Right. Battlefield 1. World War 1. It's World War 1.
It's World War 1, man. But the thing is, like, it's just the game looks so nice.
It does look really nice.
It looks really nice.
It looks really nice.
I don't believe that it's running on anything current console-wise.
I don't even think it's anything running on anything current PC-wise. Yeah. I think it's, like, running on that next-gen PC
tech. They got some computer submerged in liquid nitrogen.
A part of me wants to believe that's not a real game. That's a specific build for E3.
Okay. But yeah, that game looks super hot.
Yeah.
And yeah, it makes me think that what they're showing is either, like, Scorpio/Neo build.
Uh-huh.
Or Neo, at least, equivalent technology.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see, I guess.
We will see. I'm kind of disappointed that it turned out just to be regular Battlefield with a new coat of paint.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's a story or anything. It just seems like a strict multiplayer.
No, there's a story. Is there? Yeah. But I mean, like, the multiplayer, like, it's still, like, even the commentators were saying, like, it's still Battlefield. It's just got a couple different features.
Really?
Yeah. And a part of me was kind of just like, oh, okay. I was really hoping for, like, trench warfare.
Yeah, it's looking like a Battlefield.
Yeah, like, it's like a hyper-realized version of
enemies seem to war. Go down quicker.
Yeah.
And
your gun selection isn't as cool.
Yeah. Well, it's based on the army.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. It still feels like the flow of the game is Battlefield.
So the last Battlefield I really had fun with was 2142.
Crazy.
Right. So that game's awesome.
You're crazy.
That game's awesome.
That's the last one you had fun with?
Yeah, that was the last one I had fun with.
You're crazy.
Like, I had fun with the single player in Bad Company. Okay. But, like, multiplayer-wise, it was 2142.
Wow.
Okay. But I really need to play those Battlefield games, because they're on such a large scale.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to just, like, think about. Like, when I think about Call of Duty multiplayer, I'm like, okay, arena. Here's an arena, and, like, it's going to be point A, point B, and just shoot dudes. But Battlefield takes a lot more strategy. So, we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Titanfall 2, though!
So that's the big thing that I'm really curious about. Titanfall 2 launches at the end of October.
Uh-huh.
I'm assuming Battlefield launches, like, the second week of November. I'm surprised that they're launching these games at the same time.
And, yeah, and, like, the same, like,
release
area.
Window.
Release yeah. window, yeah.
And, like, there is an argument that says the Battlefield player is not the Titanfall player.
Yeah.
But I do think there's huge overlap.
Mm-hmm. Especially just because it's a first-person shooter.
Yeah, and with games still being pretty expensive as it is, like, you're only going to get one.
Yeah. Well, I'm only getting Titanfall, so.
Yeah. So that's just kind of a whatevs.
Yeah, I just, like, do they think that they won't cannibalize each other? Like, do they think that the release window is far enough away from each other that it's okay? Or
the only thing that I can think of is that they've assumed that the realest Battlefield players are PC.
Okay.
Whereas Titanfall skews more to console.
Okay. I can see that.
Which, I'm pulling this out of my ass because that makes no sense either, because I'm pretty sure Titanfall did better on PC than Xbox.
Did it actually?
I would assume so. There's where more PC.
Where'd you even buy it?
What do you mean?
Where'd you buy Titanfall on PC? No, where is it on Origin only?
No, it's on Steam.
Was it?
Was
it? I don't remember.
I don't know. I know it was on PC though.
Okay, and it's probably on Origin.
Because I know a lot of my friends were playing it, and I'm like, "Let's play." They're like, "What's your Steam?"
Oh, okay.
I was like, "Oh,
okay."
Get out.
Never mind.
Yeah.
But is I assume, like, would you be picking these games up on a PS4 or an Xbox?
Oh, for Titanfall, you mean?
Yeah.
I'd probably get on the PlayStation.
Okay.
Just because I know that's what mostly everybody has.
But now you don't have. Now you can't buy an Elite controller and get the one up on your comp. On your competition.
Oh, right. Well, here's hoping Sony introduces a new controller.
That'd be pretty cool. If they just, like, here's our equivalent controller.
Yeah, I've been hearing, like, a lot of people have been telling me, like, people. Early adopters of the PS4, they've been telling me that, like, their controllers are starting to fall apart.
The controller I have that came with my white PS4, the grip on one of the thumbsticks is, like, peeling off.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird.
That's kind of a shame.
Yeah, I'll show you it later.
Oh, that sucks. But
But that was, like, that was EA.
We missed one thing.
What?
Star Wars.
Did we miss Star Wars?
We did miss Star Wars.
Look, we missed. Here's, like, some clips of old games. And then, oh, look, we put Lando in Battlefront.
So, yeah, the Battlefront news is interesting because they're like, next year, we're giving you guys a new Battlefront.
Mm-hmm.
Which seems kind of weird because
new environments, new maps, new stuff.
Well, they're like, the most important thing is we're listening, guys. We know you want episode 8.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do that. And, like, that's great, but it just seems really quick.
I don't think that game. Apparently, that game didn't take a lot to pump out.
Apparently not.
Yeah. So, like, it's only multiplayer. If they're doing the exact same formula, like, here's only multiplayer.
Yeah.
Here's a limited number of maps, and we'll just bring out the new maps as we finish them.
Yeah.
That really cuts down on development time.
Yeah, I guess so. So
especially if they're reusing assets.
I'm assuming they would.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's that. That's interesting. But the best news to come out of Star Wars is the Amy Hennig
previously game. Uncharted
yes.
fame.
Her Star Wars game, they showed like 4 seconds of it.
Yeah, they showed like a dude looking at a door, and they showed two kids holding a lightsaber.
Yeah, and then TIE fighters go by, yeah. And I was just like, huh.
It looks cool.
I don't know what this is,
yeah,
but I want it.
I'm really excited for a single-player adventure Star Wars game. Like,
yeah.
You like? Sorry. I like that kind of stuff.
Did you like The Force Unleashed?
Yeah, I like The Force Unleashed.
With Starkiller?
Starkiller, not so much.
Oh, you don't like Starkiller? But dude, he force wields the ship.
Yeah, he pulls down the Star Destroyer, right?
Yeah.
It looks cool. I like where Unleashed was going with stuff. Mm. I played the game and I'm like, this is real mediocre, but there's like so much potential in a single player adventure style Star Wars game.
Yeah.
And hopefully Amy Hennig, who made Uncharted,
she puts it together.
She can put it together.
All right.
Like if she put together one of the most successful game franchises in recent history, like I don't know what she could do with an already established franchise. So
that reminds me, do you remember Star Wars 1313?
Is that still a thing? I thought that got canceled. No, it
was canceled. But okay. You remember that?
Yeah.
Were you hyped for that?
Not really. Like, they didn't show enough for me to be hyped. Like, I'm not big on Star Wars enough for me to just hear Star Wars and be like, yeah, it looks whatever.
No, I only say that because this just reminded me. I went to do some, I don't know why I came across this, but I was reading some, I was doing some digging about that game. And that game was made while Star Wars was still owned by George Lucas. Mm-hmm. And that game originally was supposed to star... I think, wait, in 1313, were you Boba Fett? I can't remember.
I honestly remember nothing about that game other than the title.
Anyways, the whole point is they made this whole game, and George kept saying no, 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 no. He kept changing everything. And at the last minute for E3, they're like, fuck, we're just going to make something up and put it together.
Yeah.
And that was the trailer you saw.
Oh, was it?
Like, they just made something up completely with the assets they had.
That's funny.
And that's it. And then after that, it was immediately canceled because Disney bought
Star
Wars. Yeah. And I just thought that was interesting Star Wars piece of news.
Yeah.
But that was EA.
Yeah.
I think it's easy to say. We were fans of Titanfall.
Yeah, Titanfall is easily the best game of the show.
Followed by FIFA My Journey.
FIFA My Journey actually looks pretty interesting. I might play a FIFA game. I don't know.
And then the Frostbite Engine.
Yeah. Big shout-outs to the Frostbite Engine for looking so hot.
For being used in all the games presented to you today.
Damn.
Yeah.
I got some bonus EA news.
Tell me.
So I go on a website called pricecharting.com.
Yes.
It charts the prices of video games. So if your cousin has NBA Elite 11,
okay.
It averages around $1,000.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So if he actually has that, don't put that shit on eBay, man.
Wow.
It's a collector's item.
That's crazy.
Super limited release.
Mm. Well, okay then. That's it for this edition of the TNIB event special for E3. This was EA Electronic Arts. You got opinions? Let us know.
Sports!
It's in the game.
It's in the game.